The strong hand of the Chinese government has long suppressed bad news. State news organizations often report stories to promote the central government's agenda. As recently as 2003, the government worked hard to hide news of an outbreak of the deadly disease SARS. Now, news coming out of China about the Sichuan earthquake suggests the central government is loosening its grip on the media, at least for now. To talk about that, we called Alexandra Harney in Shanghai. She covered the region for a decade for the Financial Times. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine, thank you. And what is your impression of the quality of reporting on the earthquake by Chinese journalists? Let's begin with that.
Well, the coverage by the Chinese press has been overwhelmingly sympathetic to the victims and supportive of the government's and the army's rescue efforts. There's been a lot of coverage of some very moving stories. One story that I've been seeing over and over again on state television over the last day has been the story of a young woman who'd somehow survived in a tiny air pocket in the rubble, and rescuers had just cleared enough space so that the cameras could see her eyes and one dusty hand. But she was so incredibly positive, smiling and expressing her gratitude to the rescue workers. And so the Chinese media followed her story until she was ultimately rescued and reunited with her mother. So in a way, this is kind of China's 9/11. The country is so saddened by the scale of the tragedy. And Chinese journalists tell me that it's really too early for them to start criticizing issues like building standards or corruption.
Although those sorts of questions have come up in reports from the international press, questions
Absolutely.
Why the schools collapsed but the government buildings did not.
That's right. And there has been some of that discussion as well online. Online, clearly, it's much harder to control the debate. We've seen a lot of people posting questions about why so many schools collapsed, why the government initially resisted efforts from foreign groups to help the rescue effort. But these were often countered by a lot of other messages from people who supported the government.
But do you get a sense that there's been some relaxing of government censorship of the news?
Absolutely. I think there's clearly been a decision to take a different approach this time. Foreign journalists I know tell me that they are able to get to most areas and report very freely. Chinese journalists tell me the same thing. There are teams of reporters with SUVs and mountain bikes on the top getting into these tough-to-reach areas. Another example of this increased freedom is the figures. Typically, in a situation like this, if there was a range of estimates about the number of casualties or the number of missing and dead, the government might announce a figure at the low end. This time, though, this week, they've come out with a number at the high end. They've said, we think perhaps it could be as high as 50,000. And that was very surprising to me.
Well, just finally, is there any way to know if this will last, this new openness?
One of the bloggers I spoke to said that he felt that this was a natural disaster where different rules applied. But clearly, it's in the government's interest to show the scale of disaster and to show just how hard it's working to rescue the survivors. I think that that has proved very popular. People are glued to their televisions and radios. Teams of doctors are flying across the country to Sichuan. And I hope, at least, that the government will see this as a success and that in the future they will be more open and realize that that's in their benefit.
Thank you very much for talking with us.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Alexandra Harney is the author of The China Price, The True Cost of Chinese Competitive Advantage. And she spoke to us from Shanghai.